welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're talking about post-operative delirium, and that is a serious problem. It is not uncommon for a brief period of delirium to follow a general anesthesia. It's more common that this happens in the elderly. The intraoperative stage of emergence of delirium is usually quite brief, and it often resolves on its own, usually following the removal of a noxious stimulus such as an ET tube or perhaps the anesthetic drugs. But in some patients, postoperative delirium persists or can reoccur after that initial period, and it can cause havoc for the patient in the hospital. We've talked in the past about pharmacotherapy, and we've talked about non-pharmacotherapy. Today, we're going to talk about what role the family can play in reducing the risk of delirium. Again, specifically in the post-operative arena, you've picked a poem from JAMA Internal Medicine. It attempts to answer the question, does a program that enlists family members to provide non-pharmacologic interventions lower the risk of post-operative delirium in the elderly hospitalized patients? Mark, is there something the family can do to help?
Well, it appears that there might be, and I think this was an interesting study. It comes from China, and there's this hospital elder life program, HELP, that has been studied in a range of settings and countries and been shown to be helpful, but it's costly to implement. It takes staff time, resources, and they aren't always available. So these investigators develop what they call the Tailored Family-Involved Hospital Elder Life Program, or T-HELP. So it uses family members and caregivers to provide the program's interventions. The investigators enrolled 281 patients, 70 and older, who were admitted to one of 24 nursing units after an elective surgery, who were expected to have to stay at least 2 days. The 24 units were randomized to either T-HELP or just usual care. And the T-HELP program had three things they did for everybody and eight targeted things that were done as needed. The universal protocols were orientation, therapeutic activities, and early mobilization. The targeted protocols were things like pain management, sleep enhancement, nutrition assistance, fluid repletion, prevention of constipation, vision and hearing enhancements, hypoxia improvement, and prevention of catheter-associated UTIs. Family members were educated on delirium prevention, and they helped to provide these interventions to their loved ones. So the patients at an average age of 75 years, about two-thirds were men. Overall delirium within 7 days from surgery occurred in 19% of the usual care group, but less than 3% in the T-HELP group. So number needed to treat of six. The T-HELP group also had less severe delirium and a shorter length of stay by about 4 days. Patients in the T-HELP group had less decline in physical and cognitive function as well at the time of discharge. So the bottom line is for elderly post-op patients, asking family members and caregivers to deliver targeted interventions intended to prevent delirium decreases the risk of delirium and its severity. The active participation of family members was obviously a key part of this program, and it may not be feasible in places where this isn't the cultural norm. China is not the United States or not Europe or Canada, so it's not clear, would you be able to do the same thing and make it work here in the U.S.? Also, the shorter length of stay that they saw is great, but it was 12 versus 16 days, and that doesn't really translate to the U.S. setting where postoperatively people are gone, two or 3 days. And so you may not see that large of a decrease since we have a different sort of baseline average length of stay.
Yeah, good points. It is, though, a good reminder that family are always, wherever you are in the world, incredibly important in this process of getting care, and that family members who are present, I think, observationally, just get more attention and they're able to point out problems earlier. And so it may not be that for the reasons that you're suggesting that this particular study translates to the U.S., but I think that family are always good things to have.
And I think, you know, we have a very different, you know, health and employment system, and people can't easily take leave to be with a loved one who's in the hospital. On the other hand, with a shorter length of stay, maybe they don't have to be there quite as long. But then will this carry over into home? Usually, you know, as we know, patients who are sundowning in the hospital often do much better once they get into their more familiar home environment.
Exactly. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week. Have a good one.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.